welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for September 27th, 2024. Well, every so often I get some really, 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 really interesting questions. And I've enjoyed John. John is going to be writing more for those of you who are John fans. He and I chatted on the phone. But this this question comes from a lady named Catherine. She does not tell me where she lives. And she asks, how does gender play into a spiritual life? And then she goes into why it seems that, you know, there's a man-woman thing here. The men see it one way, life, everything. Women see it another. It's going to be difficult to explain. There's a lot of prejudice in this world, and there's a lot of stuff going on with gender. And I understand why, and I get some of it, but this question is really about just male-female. So let's go to the 18th saying of Jesus in the Gnostic Gospels. Let me read this to you real quick. Simon Peter said to them, "Let Mary go out among us, because women are not worthy of the life." Jesus said, "See, I shall lead her so that I will make her male, that she too may become a living spirit resembling you males. For every woman who makes herself male will enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, this is really not going to go over well in our current world, Catherine. This just isn't going to go over well. And you have to understand that in those days and in the life of Jesus, they talked around things, not directly from things. But be that as it may, the first thing that we must understand is that men and women differ. They appear to be opposites. The man is the push and the woman is the receiver kind of thing. And this goes on in the Bible and goes on in human history over and over and over again. In the Bible, you see it in Adam and Eve. Eve is always tempting Adam to do stupid things, and he does them because he is stupid. They're equal. Then you've got Samson and Delilah, you know, and she cuts his hair, and he becomes weak, and yada-da, yada-da. So it has to be understood that the male body and the female body exist not as opposites, but exist for a totally different purpose. And so women see things from a different point of view than do men. They're not one over the other. There's not one that is better than the other. But the average male is the average male. He's a pedestrian thinker, and he's thinking about food and sex and sports. And women, you know, they think about such things as survival. They want a man to come into their life and help them survive and make babies. So all of this has many, many layers to it. And women carry a womb inside them. This very word woman comes from the idea of man and a womb, man with a womb. So there is nothing wrong about that. She is just doing her nature as a man would. And if you take the gender out of everything, then you have something really beautiful. If you look at the beingness, the pure beingness of the female, and how beautiful that is, and you take away the aggression of the male, Then you have the authentic spiritual practice of male and female. You ask, what does gender have to do with it? It isn't gender. It's the nature. The nature of a man, the nature of a woman. And if you take away the basic instinct of both of them to survive the way they want to survive, you come into a very interesting phenomenon. It is, in my experience, the complete person. In every man, there is a woman, and in every woman, there is a man. And this is about how we live in understanding, where we understand what Jesus is talking about. He invites Mary Magdalene into the disciplehood here. And the disciples are just annoyed, totally annoyed at this. They don't want this woman. But what he's saying is, when he makes her, he said, I will make her resembling you males, and every woman who makes herself male will enter the kingdom. He is saying, I'm going to take away the gender. She is not about gender. She doesn't care about being a woman. What she cares about is her being, the natural state of her own awakening. And I'm going to show you that she can not only do it, but that's how it works within you males. In the male, if the female does not begin to surface, begin to guide and direct with wisdom and intuition, the male just becomes lost. So the effort is not to be in gender, but to be in the quality of consciousness that is both male and female in each of us. So it's not a matter of gender, it's a matter of compassion. The female in you will bring great compassion. The male in each of us will bring us great stamina. Once you have compassion and stamina put together, you have a unique quality in a human being. Not many people do this. So you have to go beyond the rigmarole of gender and thinking, well, does the male da-da this and does the female da-da do that? No, it has nothing to do with gender. It has to do with the beautiful nature of which lives within us. The female is creation. She is beauty in that creation. And the male is the order of that creation, so it doesn't turn to chaos. If you learn how to understand both the male and the female in you, you will drop gender. The person that is awakened is not of a gender per se. I have lived with some very interesting people who were very much awakened, and I can tell you, honestly and truly, they don't think of themselves as male and female. They think of themselves as the combination of both the male and the female becoming one. And in that, you create a new person, a person not of bias and prejudice, but of love. And that's what love is all about, the combining of the two energies. Now, if you are willing to understand that, Catherine, then you will drop this idea of gender and start to look at the meaning and the significance of what it is to have a female nature and a male nature, and not put them in opposition with each other, but to combine them together into a new person, a new entity, a new being. That will bring about some really interesting states of consciousness in you. You will be able to function in this world in a totally different way. But this is not popular with people. And in our day and age that we are in now, where everybody is confused about most everything, all of this is basically missed. I hope that helped. Simple explanation has more meaning than I gave it right here, but still, you can grow from this. Thank you for your question. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.